Affordable housing efforts across the Charlotte region often focus on building new homes, but the city of Charlotte and surrounding towns increasingly are working to preserve existing housing so it's not lost to gentrification. Habitat for Humanity chapters are partners through critical home repair programs that are shifting the organization's focus away from home building and toward repairs. WFAE's David Borax has this report, part of our weekly series, Finding Home.
Last fall, the Davidson Town Board approved spending $200,000 to help repair single-family houses on the town's west side. Homeowner Gwen Sherrill was one of the first to get help.
He redid my bathroom, and this is the most important thing. I had this bathroom, and I never used it. Never in my life. Because when they built it, it commode sunk. Mm. So I never used it. I used it for a closet.
Sherrill has lived for nearly three decades in a small three-bedroom house near downtown Davidson, across the railroad tracks that historically were an economic and social dividing line. After her son passed away years ago, she took in his two kids and now cares for his grandchildren. Over the years, between working at Walmart and caring for the kids, she couldn't keep up with repairs.
So I just did just minor repairs in order to live here, you know. And then it got to the point where the floor was, my bathroom floor, it was kind of warped a little bit. So I said maybe like 3 years ago, my kitchen caught on fire and I wasn't able to replace it right then.
Then one day, the town's zoning enforcement officer told her about the new town grant program. Davidson is funding repairs through its Affordable Housing Trust Fund. The town requires developers to make at least 12.5% of the units in new developments affordable or to pay into the trust fund. The fund has about $2.4 million right now, and this year is the first the town has used the money on home repairs. To complete repairs, the town of Davidson has contracted with our town's Habitat for Humanity and its critical home repair program. The town's $200,000 is expected to pay for repairs at 6 to 8 homes this year. Most have already been identified, says Davidson's affordable housing coordinator, Cindy Reed.
We either receive calls from homeowners or Habitat does, and then Habitat meets with the homeowner and also brings a contractor to their home and identifies critical repairs.
Davidson limits the program to people who make less than 60% of the area median income, or about $47,000 a year, and live in the homes they own. The money pays mainly for higher cost renovations related to health and safety, says Bruce Brown, who runs the critical home repair program for our town's Habitat.
When I walk into a house, the first thing I look for is trip hazards. The second thing I look for is water penetration or pipes leaking, because any type of water is going to damage the house to the point where it's going to eventually get to the foundation and it will fall through.
Brown says other major repairs include heating and air conditioning systems, roofs, plumbing, and accessibility for people with disabilities. Besides Davidson, our town's Habitat also repairs other homes in North Mecklenburg and Iredell County, 30 or more a year, depending on how much money they raise. Donations come in from individual donors, corporations and foundations, and other towns. This focus on home repairs reflects a shift at Habitat chapters across the country over the past decade, says our town's Habitat's executive director, Chris Ahern.
People think of Habitat and they think about new home construction, which is absolutely one of the ways that we help people find affordable housing. But over the years, you know, across the whole country, as land has become more expensive and construction costs have been rising as they are here in the greater Lake Norman area, a lot of Habitat affiliates have looked at other ways to serve families. And one of the best ways to do that is to help people stay in their homes.
At many Habitat chapters, the number of rehabilitations has eclipsed the number of new homes built every year, says Peter Brown of Habitat for Humanity of Charlotte.
It's a substantial part. I would say it's, in terms of net units, it's actually larger than our new home construction program, probably not quite double in size.
There are economic reasons to focus on repairs, says Peter Brown.
Maintaining affordable housing stock is critically important because in the absence of that, the land is so valuable that the homes will probably just be demolished and replaced with something that's not affordable.
Habitat for Humanity of Charlotte will spend about $2.4 million this year to repair 81 homes, says Peter Brown. The number has been rising steadily over the past decade, from just a handful in 2008 to 77 last year. About one-third of the money comes from the city of Charlotte, the rest from private donations and grants. The program could grow next year if Mecklenburg County commissioners approve a proposed $1 million line item in their 2020 budget. Charles Monroe runs the Critical Home Repair Program at Charlotte Habitat. He says the average age of the homes they repair is about 60 years.
We do some homes that were built in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, but predominantly we're in some of the larger neighborhoods that were built by some of the big production builders that were here during the 1960s.
Monroe says Charlotte Habitat's average critical home repair is about $30,000. Projects typically benefit older residents trying to stay in their homes. Repairs are free for those making less than 30% of the area median income. Others pay Habitat back on a sliding scale. Meanwhile, Habitat's isn't the only repair program in Charlotte. The City Office of Housing and Neighborhood Services has its own in-house home repair program. And other organizations do repairs as well, helping with everything from energy efficiency and weatherization to accessibility. In Davidson, Gwen Sherrill's repairs cost about $18,000. As long as she stays in the house for at least 5 years, the repairs are free. If she sells or rents the house, she'll have to pay the town back for a portion of the cost. She's glad the town is helping lower-income residents stay in their homes.
It means that they care about their residents, and they want everybody to be able to live happy, free, you know, comfortable.
And she says it means she'll be able to pass her house along to her grandchildren. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Davidson.